Christian News Bulletin. As the effects of COVID-19 continue to change the landscape of church ministry, some churches are considering permanent changes. One Baptist church has seen online participation now three times larger than pre-pandemic in-person church attendance. A church pastor, Robbie Gallaty, says they have begun the process of creating a permanent online church ministry. Pastor Gallaty says that churches predominantly dependent upon a building are going to have a hard time transitioning into the future. Change is constant, he says, but as the body of Christ, there must be a willingness to reach as many people as possible, even if it's uncomfortable and different. If the church doesn't have a robust online presence, it is going to miss where the people are. In May 2021, Will Graham will be bringing a message of hope to Tasmania. New Life reports that the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has been preparing for the upcoming celebration, which will be hosted in the cities of Hobart and Launceston and streamed online. Heart of the Nation, a feature in the Australian newspaper's weekend magazine written by Ross Bilton, tells of an up-and-coming young medical researcher, Dr. Caleb Dawson, who works at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute. Apparently, he is probing the mysteries of cancer and the immune system using the esoteric techniques of 3D confocal fluorescence microscopy, in which special dyes and lasers are brought to bear on tissue samples, revealing ever deeper layers of reality. Dawson's curious gauge isn't just detached and scientific. He sees beauty in there too. He sees art. And he sees something even deeper, the hand of God. For as well as being a scientist, Dawson, 28, is also a man of faith, a guitar-strumming Christian who declares his belief in the resurrection of Jesus.